Samuel chapter 5. After the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they took it from the battleground at Ebenezer to the town of Ashdod. They carried the Ark of God into the temple of Dagon and placed it beside an idol of Dagon. When the citizens of Ashdod went to see it the next morning, Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and put him in his place again. We're going to just do these three verses, dissect them today. We covered this last week as the reference point. This is the story of the Philistines, the arch enemies of the Israelites, with an idea that they could capture Israel's secret sauce, their secret weapon, which was the glory of God, via the conduit of a box. It was God's treasure chest, the Ark of God. The Philistines were the mucho malo hombres, and they really believed that if they captured the presence, the glory, the Ark of God, the Israelites would forevermore be defeated. So they did. They captured the Ark of God. The first point we discovered last week, it's real simple. Just we're reviewing a bit. Number one, you are what you tolerate. Do not permit anyone or anything to capture the glory. In your family, in your home, in your personal walk with Christ, in your mind, in your relationships, do not permit anyone or anything to capture the glory. You are what you tolerate. Number two, second point we covered last week, again we're reviewing, is respect the glory. The glory of God demands respect. What did we cover? The Philistines captured this. They captured the Ark of God. The Ark of God was the primary facilitative platform through which and by which the presence and the glory of God would be made manifest on earth. This is prior to Jesus physically arriving. So this was it. This was the holiest thing on the planet. There was nothing holier, not even a Tesla. This was the holiest thing on the planet. And it happened. So when they captured the glory, we talked about this last week. They did not drag it. They did not open up the lid. I mean, they could have, inside the box, by the way, was the rod of Aaron, the manna that fell in the desert, the Ten Commandments. But they did not open up the lid. So the Philistines, who are the haters, the enemies, they treated the glory with respect. Because even the devil knows that there are things in your life he will never have access to. The enemy does not have access to your salvation. He doesn't have access to your deliverance, your healing, your anointing, your God-ordained purpose, even the giftings and the calling of God upon your life. So stop saying stuff like this: the devil robbed my joy. The devil doesn't have the power to rob your joy or your peace. You may have lost it at the nearest Starbucks, but it wasn't the devil took it. He doesn't have the power to take it. We even referenced last week John 10:10. The enemy came to rob, kill, and destroy. But then Jesus comes along and says, that's what the enemy was able to do prior to me. When I show up in your life, I give you life and life abundantly. So whatever the enemy was able to rob before you were born again, he will never be able to rob it again. Did you get that? There are things the enemy was able to do in your life and even with your life prior to you meeting Jesus. But the moment you became born again, the moment you said, Jesus, I confess, come into my life. The moment Jesus took over your life, there's not a devil in hell or a demon on earth that will be able to rob, kill, or destroy what is sacred in your life. So they did not open up the lid because they knew, the Philistines knew, if they would go in there and open this up, they would what? Die. The Israelites had a rep. The glory of God had a rep. And this is, now it takes us to the next part of the narrative. The next part of the narrative is that they take the Ark of God and they place it next to the statue of, all right, show them Dagon. It's not that kind of party. You show them Dagon. Dagon. They had Dagon. They placed Dagon, and they placed the glory. That was really appropriate. The 12 o'clock service is different. 9 o'clock is very serious. And shit. So they placed the Ark of God. This is the way it looked. This is the visual. This really happened.
a statue of Dagon in the temple of Dagon. So the Philistines captured the glory, the ark, and they placed it next to Dagon. And it was like this. So this is, here, hold on to this. This is the glory. And I just want to show you something. Because I know what some of you are thinking. I'm glad Dagon's about to fall today. And for the record, by the way, it's all about perception and optics. Optics are everything. It's not what you think. You see, in reality, it looks like there's a great discrepancy, a dichotomy, a visual conundrum of sorts. But in reality, what you don't know is this is small, this is extra large. See, it's all a matter of perception. It's not what you think. So they placed Dagon. They placed the glory next to Dagon. This is awesome. It really happened. They took, and the reason why I'm standing in front of this is with great intentionality. No, this is not like an illustrative sermon. I'm just showing you, you and me. What if I tell you? What if I tell you? This is going to mess you up. What if I tell you that God's treasure chest in the Old Testament, because of the finished work of Christ, can't compare to the glory that we're carrying? Not my words, the Apostle Paul, 2 Corinthians chapter 3. You missed it. In that box, the most glorious thing on the planet was that box. In it was the rod of Aaron, manna that fell from heaven, the Ten Commandments. Inside of you, you have the glory of the Father, the glory of the Son, and the glory of the Holy Spirit. Oh, you missed it. You carry more glory than that box. No, you have the fullness of the Spirit of God. Romans 8:11, you have the same identical Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead lives inside of you. I don't know if you know what that means. This box was the holiest thing on the planet. That's why the devil hates your guts. You're not a box. You're a human being created in the image of God, filled with the Spirit of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. You carry glory. Your family is not full of generational curses. Your family is full of the glory of the risen Christ. Are you with me? Your family's not going to go from addiction to addiction to addiction to addiction. Your children and your children's children and your children's children's children, they will go from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. If you believe it, shout like you have the glory. Praise like you have the glory. Worship like you have the glory. Pray like you have the glory. Live like you're full of the glory. And they placed the glory right next to Dagon and they left. And this is the way, this is the visual. It looked just like this. The glory right next to Dagon. Here's point number three, if you're taking any notes. Two objects cannot occupy the same space. Please tell your neighbor, two objects cannot occupy the same space. Tell your other neighbor, the one that's occupying your space, two objects cannot occupy the same space. So all of us who have had the veil removed, you can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And he makes us more and more like him as we are changed forevermore from glory to glory into his glorious image, 2 Corinthians 3:18, because of the Spirit of God, 2 Corinthians 3:17, who brings you liberty and freedom. Two objects, they put the glory right next to Dagon. Your past and your future cannot occupy the same space. Your dream and your nightmare cannot occupy the same space. The prophetic and the pathetic cannot occupy the same space. Complacency and conviction cannot occupy the same space. Truth and lies cannot occupy the same space. Hatred and love cannot occupy the same space. Sin and holiness, I'm going to say that again. Sin and holiness cannot occupy the same space. Forgiveness and unforgiveness cannot occupy the same space. Belief and doubt cannot occupy the same space. Faith and fear cannot occupy the same space. Something has to go. Somebody shout, something has to go. They took the ark, which represented the glory of God, in a box, and they placed it beside Dagon. Listen, there are modern-day Dagons today. We stand right now. We are glorious. The church of God is glorious. The Apostle Paul, writing in the letter to the Ephesians, he said the church of God is glorious. As a matter of fact, Paul writes and said this, Jesus is coming back, but he's not coming back for a defeated church or a whining church. He says he's coming back for a glorious church. The church of Jesus Christ is the most glorious institution, entity, and organism on the planet. So there is still glory of God upon the planet through the church of Jesus, through the working of the Holy Spirit in your family, in your home. But there are Dagons. And we stand next to Dagons, modern day Dagons. We stand next to hype, hyperbole, hypertolerance, hyperintolerance, hypersensitivity. I am offended by people that are easily offended. Hypervictimization. We stand next to relativism and a deconstruction agenda committed to completely unraveling our Judeo-Christian value system. We stand next to ideological Philistines attempting to capture the glory from our children. There are Philistines that want to capture the glory from our children, and we need a glorious church that will rise up and say, get your hands off our children in the name of Jesus. They place the true next to the false. Oh, they place hope right next to despair, light next to darkness, freedom right next to captivity, and something extraordinary happened. Let me read it. When the citizens went to see it the next morning, Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the ark of the Lord, and the ark of the Lord, the ark of the Lord was still standing. 1 Corinthians 3:16, there is glorious presence inside of you. There is glorious promise inside of you. 1 Corinthians 2:9, let me repeat it. There is glorious purpose in your life. Psalm 138, verse 8. And one more time, they placed, you ready for this? So I need Dagon to fall. Now, the Bible is clear, the Hebrew exegetical extrapolation of the phrase in itself, which is all for the Hebrew exeget, the original language, Dagon did not fall backwards. Dagon did not fall to that side. Dagon didn't even fall towards that angle. The Bible says that Dagon fell in front of the ark of the Lord, God's treasure box. He fell in front of. It's the same Hebrew phrase that appears in Psalm 97 when the psalmist says that everything that is an idol or a false god will bow and worship the presence of the living God. Y'all miss that, you'll get it. They closed the door. There was a statue, just a statue of Dagon, a statue, and there was the ark of God. No one was there. Y'all missed it. No one was present. And somehow something happened when the door closed. I'm prophesying to you right now. If a door has closed in your life and you're a born-again believer, stop whining about it. Give God glory. Because if the door just closed in your life and you are a follower of Jesus, that door closing only means one thing. Every Dagon in your life and around you is about to come down in the mighty name of God. Are you ready? So he fell, and he fell in a posture, in a worshiping posture. So you fell in front of, we're going to use it literally the way the Bible says in the Hebrew passage originally. So you're going to fall. Go ahead, fall, Dagon, fall. That really happened. Dagon fell. In a couple of minutes, I just want you to make room. Every Dagon in your life is coming down in Jesus' name. Oh, that's no joke. That's, y'all gonna get this. I'm even gonna prophesy this. Every Dagon in your family is coming down once and for all. You're not, every Dagon in your generation. How many believe the glory of God can be so strong in California that all the Dagons in California, from San Diego all the way to the Oregon border? I'm going to say that one more time. How many believe the Dagons in the state of California will come down? If you believe it, praise like you actually believe it.
How many believe every day God in your family will come down? Let me ask again. How many believe all the day gods in your children and in your children's children will come down? All the day gods in your generation will come down. Is there a church so glorious that believes that every day god in America in 2022 must come down? Somebody praise like you know it.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest-growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Now here's the Ark of God. Ready? Here's the Ark of God. The Ark of God. They walked in the next morning. Come on in. And they found this. But the Ark of God was what? The Ark of God was what? I'm going to ask one more time for the hearing impaired. The Ark of God was what? The Ark of God was what? The Ark of God was what? All the things that have fallen around you and yet you're still standing. Is there anyone here who can bear witness? Everything around you fell, but by the grace of God, you are still standing. By the grace of God, you are still standing. People in your life fell out, but you are still standing. Your marriage, but you are still standing. Your job, but you are still standing. Is there anyone still standing in the promises of God? If you're still standing, lift up your hands and repeat after me, by the grace of God, I'm still standing. Say it like you believe it. Say, by the grace of God, I'm still standing. Repeat after me, I've seen things fall around my life, in my life, but I'm still standing. I don't know if you know what that means. You've been through hell and high water, and yet you are still standing, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because if God be for you, who can be against you? Somebody praise like you're still standing. I said somebody praise like you're still standing. Somebody worship like you're still standing. Somebody rejoice like you're still standing. Somebody say, I'm still standing. I'm still standing. Everything around you went down, and yet, if that's you, you know what I'm talking about. Everything around you just, And yet, I'm going to show you why you're still standing. You come here. Hold on to my legs. Don't let me fall. You come back here, George. Hold me back. I'm going to try to fall. You can't let me fall. I want you to get over yourself. No, let me fall. Hold on to my knees. Strong. It's not that you didn't want to fall. It's that this is why you're still standing. You're not getting it. Get over yourself. It's because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost said. It's because the power of God said. Are you with me right now? Even when you were weak, God said, I am strong. Somebody. I'm still standing. 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 Lift up your hands. I'm done. I'm done. It's not that you didn't want to fall. That's why Jude says, he who was able to keep you from falling, he keeps you from falling. John chapter 10, verse 28 and 29 says this, when you are in the Father's grip, in his grasp, nothing will remove you from his grip and his grasp. You're still standing. Look, this is you. This is you. This is everything around you went poof, 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 poof. And yet, lift up your hands. I'm done. You know why? Because the glory of God never falls. Oh, no, 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 no. You. If you're getting this, raise your hand. I sense God right now. This is the temple, I told you. We all talk about the Dagons out here. The biggest Dagons that have to fall are in here. There were moments where you, part of you failed, but not all of you failed. Do you realize there were moments where you failed and the promise of God inside of you, the Holy Spirit inside of you, never failed? He didn't fall when you fell, but he's inside of you. So the Holy Spirit looked at you and said, get up. You said that all of you failed. No, there's part of you who hasn't fallen. God's promise for you hasn't fallen. God's purpose for you hasn't fallen. God's destiny for you hasn't fallen. Get up. I'm not done with you yet. Is there anyone grateful here that God picked you up, that God lifted you up? That when part of you fell, not all of you fell, because the purpose of God inside of you never fell and never failed. Stand with me. Oh, you are standing. Those that are not standing. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says that you and I are the temple. We focus so much on external issues, external obstructions, external threats. The number one thing that can stop you is not outside of you, it's inside of you. It's your thoughts. The glory of God from Genesis to Revelation, there's not one single solitary occasion depicting the falling or the failure of the glory of God. The glory of God never falls. There's glory inside of us. The presence of Jesus through the Holy Spirit, the finished work of Christ. Christ is the hope of glory. The author of Hebrews says that Christ is the fullness of the glory of God. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. Christ in us. John 15:7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. In him, in him, in him. The Holy Spirit of God never falls. The purpose of God in your life never falls. It's always standing. You fell, but the promise of God never fell. So get ready. It's coming down. It's coming down with your hand raised. Get ready to see depression fall. Get ready to see addiction fall. Get ready to see sexual immorality fall. Get ready to see abusive relationships fall. Get ready to see toxic atmospheres fall. Matter of fact, if you believe that, this is going to be pretty awkward, but somebody shout timber. Look at your neighbor, tell him timber. Look at your neighbor, tell him Dagon is coming down. Don't somebody say it like you believe it. Tell him Dagon is coming down. In the name of Jesus, addiction is coming down. In the name of Jesus, captivity is coming down. In the name of Jesus, bigotry is coming down. In the name of Jesus, every lie, every scheme of the enemy is coming down. Luke 10:19, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy, and nothing will ever harm you. How did he fall? Did he just fall? He fell what? Doing what? He fell in a posture of worship. I'm going to make it legal. Psalm 97, verse 7.
All worshipers of images are put to shame, who make their boast in worthless idols. All gods, little g, will bow down before him. With your right hand, your problem is about to fall in the presence of your promise. Oh, you missed it. Your sickness is about to fall in front of your healing. That sin is about to fall in the presence of the holiness of God shining through you. Your past is about to fall in front of your future. Your curse is about to fall in front of your blessing. Your sorrow is about to fall in front of your joy. And your brokenness is about to fall in front of your breakthrough. If you believe that, now give him the best shout of praise you've given him all day. Somebody shout, it's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Somebody shout, timber. This cool? He really felt like this in presence of and the ark of God, the glory of God, just still standing. Things are going to fall around you. This week, you're about to hear this. You're about to hear. And when you hear that noise, don't panic and don't freak out. If I were you, wherever you're at, go into a praise break, because it only means Dagon is coming down. Dagon is coming down. Every lie, every sickness, every infirmity, every trap, every bondage, every chain is coming down. That's what the glory of God does. If you receive this message today, we'll continue next week. The final part is next week.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.